6, reaching out with radio. Blunt Youth Radio has this project where they work with incarcerated teenagers. This story comes from Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland, Maine. And just imagine how this works. You're a teenager. You're locked up. You're in juvenile detention. And this group comes to you and says they will help you make your own radio story on a subject that concerns you. What do you do that story about? Well, here's Joey.
Hi, I'm Joey, and I ain't somebody's urine. It all started when I went to dinner at the cafeteria and someone told my friend not to eat the pudding. Then my friend told me after I ate that someone had peed in it. I survived that day, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I went to the cooks to see if they had an answer. This is Joey and Jake. We're about to see if we can interview Bill Wyman on
our food situation.
People messing with our food.
Yeah, we're not too happy.
Excuse me, Mr. Wyman. I was wondering if I could interview you and talk to you about people putting, if it happened, glass in our pancakes and peeing in the pudding and stuff. We was wondering what you had to say about that.
They don't. Nobody does that.
You kids don't handle the food at all.
We heard that it was brought up at briefing that somebody put glass in the pancakes.
No, it wasn't glass. It was a piece of plastic that came from one of the glasses out there in the dining room that you kids had.
How do you know how it got into the pancake batter?
It didn't get into the pancake batter. It was put in there afterwards.
Well, we've heard different from other kids.
Heard different. Do you know anything about it?
We heard that it was...
Do you have any idea whatsoever? What's going on?
That's why we came to you, to get an idea.
No, that's not why you came to me. You came to me because you thought it was true.
Yeah, of course.
And you kept it going.
If somebody said that they messed with your food, joking or not, wouldn't you want to know really if what happened there or not?
No, I would totally go with the kitchen crew and what you guys have been told.
So you'd believe the kitchen crew over the person, no matter how much credibility you can give them, you'd believe them, the kitchen crew over them, even if...
Of course, because you don't cook the food. You think it's funny, don't you? You really think it's funny?
No, I really don't think it's funny.
Why are you grinning like a Cheshire cat?
Because you're going friggin' 0 to 10 just because we're asking you a bunch of questions.
No, it's not. It's what you're asking. It's how you're asking the same thing over again, and you're trying to get an answer, which there isn't any answer there.
All right, this is obviously not working. I'm going to have to interview somebody else. I heard some kid got jumped because he supposedly peed in the pudding.
Supposedly. And that's the key word right there.
We have an investigator, and he investigated the incident, and we also
had the pudding tested.
They took it to an independent laboratory and tested it, and it was proven that there was no foreign matter in that pudding at all. Now, perhaps you weren't told that, because I don't think you're told everything, but, you know, it was sad that because you thought there was, you incited a riot in the dining room and made a big mess that kids had to clean up that had nothing to do with it. You know, that really wasn't fair to a lot of your friends that do work in here.
I don't know what to think. If someone did contaminate the food with bodily fluids, I guess I'd rather not know since I'm stuck here and I have to eat the food. Thank you for your time. This is Joey.
Joey has been in and out of juvenile detention for several years. He's 18 and is getting ready to serve 3 months in an adult prison. His friend Jake is 16 and was recently released.